Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Every once in a while, we gotta
the religious people.
There are 720 churches in Charlotte. I'm sure we can find one where you can stuff your face.
Shut up. Quit pointing out the problem.
Men will be proud, arrogant, abusive. You watch some of today's rock star pastors, and you will see every characteristic Paul listed played out in vivid detail on the church stage.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday, and I'm at the Gainesville campus. Georgia State is what it's called. Hey, young man, while you're eating your pizza, could I ask you a question on the radio?
Sure.
What are you studying here?
Pre-medicine, pretty much just anything.
So you want to be a what?
A doctor.
You do?
Yeah.
Really? So when you see those TV shows where they're cutting open the human body, does that make you go...
Not really.
Yeah, okay, well, God made you differently, because I see that stuff. If you show me a needle, I'm going to hit the deck. I'm one of those guys.
Well, nah, I'm used to it.
You're used to it? You see, I think, though, different people are made differently. And we need guys like you to operate on guys like me, because some of us are kind of on the sissy, squeamish side.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to ask you a question. You're studying medicine. Who do you think made the human body? It's so amazingly designed. Do you think it evolved, or did God make it?
I think God made it.
Think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's kind of hard for something so complicated and complex to evolve by itself.
I agree. Are you a believer in God?
Yeah.
Who do you think God is?
I just think he's just the creator that created us. We don't really know who he is. He's just there.
Okay. So do you follow a certain religious path?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
The Seventh-day Adventist.
I see. So what is the seventh day?
We mean Saturday, the day God rested when he finished creating.
Okay. And you think that you should go to church on that day, correct?
Yeah.
Have you been doing that?
Yep.
Faithfully?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every Saturday.
Tell me who Jesus is to a Seventh-day Adventist.
Jesus is, God's only son.
Okay.
The one who came down from the heavens to die for us in the cross.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Jesus is God?
In some ways.
Some ways?
Yeah, like... They're the same, but they're different. They're the two in one, I guess.
Okay, three in one?
Well, yeah.
Holy Spirit also? All right, so tell me, how do you think you're getting to heaven? What do you have to do to go to heaven?
Just follow the commandments and be the best person you can be, and at least pray to him, adore him.
Have you done that? Have you followed the commandments?
Mm-hmm, tried my best.
No, but have you kept the commandments?
Yeah.
Really?
Most of them.
There's no way you kept all the commandments.
I said most of them.
Okay.
Haven't kept all of them.
Okay, let's see which one you have kept. All right. Has God always been first in your life?
Nope.
All right. Have you ever made a graven image out of God? Have you ever had a wrong understanding about God, or thought that maybe God was one thing when he's really another? Because that would be making a graven image out of God.
I'm not sure.
No. Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
Probably.
Have you always kept the Sabbath holy in every way?
Yeah.
You're sure?
As far as I remember.
Have you ever missed a Saturday?
Yeah, when my parents were sick.
Alrighty. Speaking of your parents, did you ever do anything naughty as a child?
Not completely naughty. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you were a naughty child sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be all the time, but you break that commandment by being disrespectful or not doing what you're told. All right, murder. Have you ever murdered anybody?
Anybody? No.
All right, have you ever been angry at somebody driving down the road, thinking they're a moron, idiot, knucklehead?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because Jesus said that if you call somebody a fool, you're in danger of the judgment. The Bible says that if you're unjustly angry, you're actually a murderer at heart, so you commit the crime of murder just by thinking a vicious thought towards somebody. Right?
I don't think I've ever thought of, just not too vicious.
Yeah. What about adultery?
That's a hard one.
Well, you're not married.
Yeah, but...
Remember what Jesus said.
Looking at...
Women with lust, and you've committed adultery in your heart. Have you done that?
Of course.
I see. Stealing. Have you ever stolen anything?
Probably have. Not anything from stores.
Lying. Have you told lies in your life?
Of course. Everyone has.
All right, so dude, I'm thinking, really, just like the rest of us, you haven't kept any of the commandments, have you?
Mm-mm.
Right?
But At times you do keep some. Times you just break them off.
But imagine a criminal standing in a courtroom who says, "Judge, I know that I broke those laws, but I didn't break them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just broke them once in a while." Well, the judge is going to say, "Well, that makes you a guilty criminal, right?"
Yeah.
So you said to get to heaven, you've got to keep the commandments, but you haven't kept the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me like you're not going to heaven.
Sounds like it's... But you still got to pray and still do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not going to make up for the broken commandments, is it?
No.
Huh. Okay, what did Jesus do 2,000 years ago when he came to earth? What did he do? What was the culmination of his ministry?
He died on the cross.
Why did he do that?
To clear away all our sins.
That's right. To forgive you of all of your sins.
Yeah.
All right? Because you've broken all of God's laws.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus came to pay your fine. Jesus, the perfect God-man, fully God, fully man, so that you could have a representative, so that God's wrath could be satisfied. He took on human form, and he kept all of the laws that you've broken. And all the punishment that you deserve, he took it upon himself.
Mm-hmm.
You, the bad man, your crimes have been placed on Jesus. And the perfection of Jesus can be credited to your account so that you, the bad man, can be seen as the good man because of what Jesus did on your behalf. It's called grace. You can be forgiven by grace alone, not working your way to heaven. Because all you've earned for yourself now with your work, all you've earned is hell. But the good news of the gospel is Jesus died for sinners like you and me so that we could be completely forgiven, so that God could forgive us, take us to heaven, not because of what we do, but because of what Jesus did for us. That's the good news of the gospel. Dude, I don't know if they're teaching you that at your Seventh-day Adventist church, and if they're telling you got to go to church on Saturday, otherwise you're going to hell. I don't think they're telling you the truth.
Well, actually, they don't tell us that. They say pretty much everything you just said.
All right. Jesus said that he's the Lord of the Sabbath, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the Old Testament, they kept the Sabbath. They got the Sabbath day off. It was the one day out of the week. We get 2 days off. They got one day off. And the reason was God rested from his work on the seventh day in creation.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus 20 says that we, the Jews then, were supposed to rest from their work so that they got a sense that you worked, and it was a little taste of rest. Jesus came along and said, "I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, and if you'll stop working your way to heaven and rest in me,
mm-hmm.
you will experience peace, forgiveness, and everlasting life because of the work that he did. So don't rest in your work, dude. Rest in the work of Jesus." That's what the Sabbath was a picture of. You don't keep the Sabbath to go to heaven. Jesus is the Sabbath who kept the laws on our behalf so we can go to heaven. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So here's my question for you. You said that you're going to heaven because you're working your way there.
Mm-hmm.
I just shared something a little different with you. Which is it, dude? How are you going to get to heaven? Your works or Jesus' work?
Jesus' works.
Okay, now, maybe this is my last question. In order to get that forgiveness credited to your account, what does the Bible say you must do to be forgiven by God? How does the good work of Jesus get applied to your account? How does that transaction take place?
I guess pretty much just continue his work.
Nope.
And then baptize yourself in him.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Because that's working again.
Mm-hmm. And what is it?
Trust in him. He says you need to repent. Instead of thinking that you can work your way there, recognize you're a bad man who's done bad things and sinned against God. And recognize that Jesus, the God-man, died for you, the sinner, and say you're sorry to God for all of your sins. Turn from your sins. Doesn't mean you become perfect, but that you no longer desire to sin, but you desire to please the Savior, and you put your trust in Jesus. You repent of your sins and trust in Jesus for your eternity. You stop trusting in yourself and you start trusting in him. And the Bible says when you do that, his good work credited to your account, you will be seen not only as forgiven, but as righteous, because Jesus kept all of the laws you've broken and took the wrath of the Father on your behalf. Repent and trust in Jesus. And dude, then you'll be saved by grace alone. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. By grace are you saved through faith. Not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Not of works, so that no man can boast. The good news is Jesus will forgive you, but you've got to repent and trust him. Now, I don't know if you've done that or not. Only you know that, and God knows that, because I'm not your judge. So I would simply ask you, as you sit here pondering medicine and deep thoughts, ask yourself the question, do what the Bible says, examine yourself to see if you are in the truth. Make your calling and election sure. If you don't know, as you sit on this bench, that you are completely forgiven, call out to God for mercy, repent of your sins, and trust in Jesus, and then you will know that you are his child. And then stop striving to earn your way to heaven with your works, and get to work for him because he has been so kind to save you with his works. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Between you and God, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for the chat. I appreciate it. By the way, if you are in the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, be careful. There's some bad teachings in there about the Sabbath, about works, about legalism, about who Jesus is. Now, I realize that there are some, I don't know how many, there are some Seventh-day Adventists that are reforming. But overall, I think that you need to look outside of that denomination for a grace alone, faith alone, in Jesus alone. We are at Georgia State. This is Wretched Radio.
You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's honestly judging how we judge. Listen, if you're tired of watching your loved ones fall for every wind of doctrine that blows through TikTok, this resource could be an answered prayer. 13 powerful lectures that will revolutionize how you view biblical discernment. Plus, because we love you, there's a free study guide included. It's time to stop tiptoeing and start standing firm. Your family and friends need you anchored in God's word now more than ever at FortisInstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched. masters.edu/wretched.
Question: what if everything you knew about God is absolutely true, but it's not changing how you live your life? I think we've all stood in that gap sometimes. Our theology, rock solid. Our hearts, they're still learning how to play catch up. And Dr. John Krotz, the host of Integrated, understands this struggle because he's lived it. He's the pastor of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and of course, the host of the Integrated podcast at Fortis Plus, and he's discovered five powerful ways to bridge that gap between knowing God and truly loving him with everything we've got. In his new Fortis Forum, Head to Heart, which is available now on Fortis Plus, Dr. Krotz shares how biblical characters like Stephen and Daniel didn't just memorize truth, they lived it under pressure. Here's what Dr. Krotz has learned and what he's going to show you in his Fortis Forum. God uses everything, even our suffering, to move his truth from our heads to our hearts. If you're ready to turn doctrine into devotion, your heart's waiting, and so is this Fortis Forum hosted by Dr. John Krotz. It's called Head to Heart, and it's available now on Fortis Plus.
Revelation. General revelation is God's act of making himself known through his creation. A part of general revelation is the sensus divinatus, a sense of the divine. God has given every person an undeniable awareness of his existence. There are no true atheists, only rebels in denial of what every person knows to be true.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I'm at Gainesville State. Young man, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, while you're sitting here enjoying your Gatorade, could I ask you a quick question? Dude, what country are you from this country?
No, actually.
Where are you from?
I'm from India.
India? Yeah. I just read in, I want to say Bangladesh. Let me think of the region. It must be where Pakistan is. A lot of Muslims are coming in, and there's a lot of tension going on right now between Muslims and Hindus. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, actually, you know, there's some politics riots. Like, you know, when they, suppose Hindu and Muslim, they live together in India.
Yeah. Are you a Muslim?
No, I'm not Muslim.
What are you?
I'm Sikh.
Sikh. Tell me what that is.
Actually, that's religion. That's really small religion in North India.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually we got five leaders, like, you know, like Jesus. We got five leaders.
Okay. Jesus, who's another one?
Not Jesus, like Jesus. It's example.
Okay.
You know, Christian.
Oh, like I see. Okay, but it's not Jesus. It's like Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's like Jesus. Like five or 10 leaders.
Okay.
And it's really small religion in North, and we believe in our holy book. It's written by our 10
What's
leaders.
The name of your holy book?
It's Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus in the Christian religion is not just a leader, he's God.
Yeah, he's God. I mean, everybody, like, who's come from God is God. You know, it's the same thing.
Hmm.
But they give you a message by,
now,
you
let
know,
me ask,
I mean,
let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Jesus said that nobody else is God, just him.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got a conflict here.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that everybody who claims to be a messenger is,
yeah,
is,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah,
but Jesus said, no, those are false messengers. I'm the only true God there is.
Yeah, I mean that's right, but you're not everyone. But just few.
In the Sikh religion,
mm-hmm.
what is the afterlife? What happens to you when you die?
Oh, that's, we believe in rebirth.
Reincarnation?
Yeah, like rebirth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where do you think, let's say this tree fell on your head,
mm-hmm.
and you died.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you would be rebirthed into? Would you go up the ladder or down?
Actually, it depends on my work, what I'm doing in Earth. You know, if I'm doing bad, like Ladin, I'm going to be hell. Like, I'm going to be like, I will be born in, like, really bad family or really bad conditions,
mm-hmm.
like poor.
Will you become an animal? Will you go back that far in the regression? Or will you still be a human being?
I guess I will be born in, like, if I do something bad.
What do you think? Right now, you die.
No,
right now, what do you think will happen to you?
No, I'm doing nothing. Like, not. I really like to do some good things. I'm doing, like, good things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to kill someone. I don't like to hurt someone. And I really like to say truth. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what's gonna happen.
You're not nervous about it.
No.
Okay, let me try
mm-hmm.
to probe into that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because Jesus said something just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said that there's really nobody who does good,
mm-hmm.
no, not one.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody sins and falls short of God's standard,
mm-hmm.
and the standard by which we can measure ourselves
mm-hmm.
is maybe a little higher than the standard that you're measuring yourself with right now. For instance, Jesus said, you've heard it said of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. You know what that is. But I say unto you, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. Because
mm-hmm.
God sees our thought life and our intentions and our desires and what's going on inside of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
Like, sometime, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right. You're like the rest of us then.
Like, you know, when I... Not every woman, you know. Not like...
Not every woman, but...
No, like... I control myself.
Mm-hmm.
I control myself.
But not perfectly, correct?
Yeah, not perfect.
Okay.
Nobody perfect here.
I agree. That's the problem. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
There's nobody perfect.
Nobody perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever told any sort of a lie, half-truth, not completely straightforward with the truth?
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
Okay, because that's a commandment that says
you shouldn't do that. But I try to speak truth.
That's good.
But sometimes, you know...
That's right.
In like sometimes I said... But I did, you know, I did. I told somebody lie, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes, but not every day.
Have you ever been... annoyed with somebody, angry with somebody, because you just thought they were foolish or stupid or incompetent or a bad driver or didn't do what you thought they should do, and you kind of in your heart went,
I did, but...
Because Jesus said that if you do that, you're in danger of the judgment. Because again, God doesn't just see what we do. Mm-hmm. He sees our thought life and our intention.
Yeah, that's what, you know?
Okay.
Okay,
so now based on that standard, all right? Mm-hmm. Not based on the good things you've done, because they're kind of irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Based on that, in Christianity, we believe that it is appointed for you to die one time. You'll die one time. Mm-hmm. You won't be reborn. You'll die one time. You live once, you die once. Mm-hmm. And you will stand before God, and He will judge everything that you've ever done, everything you've said, everything you've thought, everything that you failed to do, all right?
And
including understanding Him rightly. Mm-hmm. Now, if the books are opened up on you, my Sikh friend, and that's the standard, it's no lying, no lusting, no anger, no dishonoring parents, no taking God's name in vain. The standard is perfection. Would you be innocent or guilty before God?
I have no answer about that. I mean, really, actually, if you make judgment like about me,
I'm not judging you.
No, like
I'm asking you to judge yourself.
Yeah, I'm judging myself. If I judge myself, I'm really bad person.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm really bad. I'm trying to be a good.
Okay, which is good, but. You're like the rest of us. You're bad. And that's exactly what the Bible teaches. Now, if you're a bad person and God is completely good, what do you think God should do with you? This is what the Bible teaches. There's heaven or there's hell. There's not rebirth and a second chance.
No, hell.
You would go to hell.
Yeah. Obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did Jesus do so that you can go to heaven, so that your sins can be forgiven? Have you ever heard this?
Actually... Some guys say meditation.
Nope.
Meditation is good thing. Like to change your mind, to it's a good way to go to heaven.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Because here's the problem. It's like a criminal who's broken the laws. If he's standing before the judge and the judge says, you are guilty, you have broken all the laws. If the criminal says, but I've meditated, it's not going to do him any good, is it? He has to have somebody pay his fine for the crimes that he has committed. In Christianity, the Bible teaches you have a fine payer. There is somebody who loves you enough to pay your fine on your behalf, and his name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the only true and living God. Anything else is an idol. Anybody who teaches differently is a false teacher. Jesus came to proclaim good news to the captives. He kept all of the laws that you've broken, and he took the punishment of God the Father on your behalf. God poured out his wrath on his son Jesus. He was beaten and bruised by men, and he was hung on a cross. You've heard of that before, right?
No, actually, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
That's the story of Christianity.
That
Jesus died for you, taking the punishment that you deserve so you don't have to go to hell. And if you will repent, it's a word that means you change your mind. You are presently striving to be reincarnated to a better place. You have to confess, I'm wrong. My beliefs have been wrong. And I've been trying to do good on my own, and all I've done is bad. I've been selfish. I've been sinful. I've been an idolater and an adulterer at heart. And you say you're sorry, and you turn from your sins, and you put your trust in Jesus Christ, the true and living God. And he says, because of what I have done, my goodness will be credited to your account, and you can be adopted by God himself and inherit eternal life because of what Jesus did on your behalf, so that when you die, you will stand before God. And you know what he would say to you? He won't say, depart from me, you sinner and you wicked person, into everlasting hellfire, but instead he will say, come and receive the inheritance prepared for you. Your sins have been forgiven because of what Jesus did, and you will inherit eternal life because of what God did for you, a sinner.
So I ask you, what I need to do to like Jesus? What I need to do for Jesus? That's where he can forgive my all sins.
You can't do anything for Jesus. Jesus has done everything for you. That's the amazing good news.
You know, when something we take, we have to give someone.
Nope.
Is that true?
Well, when you do wrong, you should want to make it right. But not to earn your way to heaven, mm-hmm. but because heaven has been earned for you, and you have a God, the God who made the universe and all people in it, mm-hmm. will adopt you into his family, forgive all of your sins. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you become perfect, but suddenly your desires are different, and you desire to please God, not to earn yourself a better place in reincarnation, but because he has earned eternity and forgiveness for you. Mm-hmm. Right now, the anger of God is pointed straight at you on this bench. Mm-hmm. But the work of Jesus will satisfy God's wrath toward you because of what he did for you. Mm-hmm. But you need to repent, and you need to turn to him, mm-hmm. and put your trust in him. And then you'll desire to do good because of what has been done for you, not to earn heaven, but because it's been earned for you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, mm-hmm. dude, you got to scoot, and I got to take a break. All right?
All right.
All right. This is Wretched Radio.